You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I'm Dr. Mike Roizen. Joe Galewski isn't here. In the second half hour of this hour, Arthur Perry on the YouBeauty.com segment. Going to talk about the rising problem of wrinkle filler complications. You know, the wrinkle fillers that are used in face and for, if you will, sagging areas. There are a new set of complications. We're going to learn from Dr. Perry whether this is due to the filler material, and that's what you have to pay attention to, or just due to the technical error of the person putting the filler in and what you should do about that. Also, wonderful, he's got toxic toilet paper, the wet wraps, if you will, and having a sense of contact dermatitis. That's an allergy that your skin resolves in a very bad place. So those are the two stories that Dr. Perry will be highlighting tonight at 1:30. If you didn't hear it, we also had a great story on sugar being a problem for mice and men. The mice, well, this is a interesting study. They gave the equivalent of 3 12-ounce cans of sugared soda to mice. So it's less than, you know, it's a couple drops for the mice. They're much smaller. And what happened? Well, the female mice died sooner, and the male mice both had complications, and they weren't as fertile. That is, they didn't get their female mouse partner because the female mouse partner chooses her male based on his virility, partially his ability to defend his little territory, and other mice were invading the territory of the mice who had too high a blood sugar from the blood sugar, if you will, from the soda. So it's the blood sugar that affected these mice, both female and males. On human studies, it was a blood sugar in diabetics that increased their risk of mental dysfunction. If you had 190 average blood sugar versus 160, a increased risk of mental dysfunction of 40+%. Blood sugar in the non-diabetics, 115 on an average, still in the normal range, a 25% greater risk of mental dysfunction over a 10-year period from age 65 to 75 compared to a blood sugar of 100. So in both cases, keeping your blood sugar low, the key, getting a little healthy fat and not having simple sugars, added syrups, or simple carbohydrates. Those are things that increase your blood sugar. Another one of the top medical news stories of the week was the limit on consumer costs was delayed in by President Obama's administration. That is, President Obama's administration has delayed for at least a year a consumer protection in the law that limits how much you would have to spend on your own health care. Written into the law was a limit of $6,350 for an individual, $12,700 for a family, your total expenditures out of pocket. And why is this important? Because the leading cause, believe it or not, the leading cause of bankruptcy in America, personal bankruptcy, is medical costs. So these provisions were written in, and a lot of people supported the bill. You know, this was a coalition to support the bill. A lot of people supported the bill because these limits. Well, the insurance companies say we can't calculate the out-of-pocket costs. We're having trouble getting our computer systems. So the Obama administration delayed it for a year. This is really, to me, very disappointing that they delay this provision, which was to protect individuals. So under the policy, the new policy, many group health plans will have separate out-of-pocket limits. And if they didn't have a limit, if the sky was the limit, the sky is still the limit. Well, they have to cover pre-existing condition, but they don't have to have a limit on it. So if you had a, for example, rheumatoid arthritis drug or a multiple sclerosis drug that perhaps cost $100,000 a year, it's unconscionable how much those drugs cost, but they're very specific, and they took a long time to develop, so the companies justify their price on that. But imagine you had no limit on your drug policy. Well, you still would have no limit. This kind of drug policy can obviously cause you to go into bankruptcy and cripple you and cripple your ability to get health care. So one of the great things about the law was that it was going to limit this so that you couldn't or wouldn't go have more than $6,300 or $12,700 limit. But now they've delayed that, which to me is a very, very bad thing. And remember, last month, the White House also announced a one-year delay in enforcement of another major provision of the law, which required larger employers to offer health coverage to full-time employees. To me, this is, you know, they're listening to big employers and to big insurance companies, not caring about the individual. These are very two bad things, I think. Now, one of the other things, the good things, though, in fact, there are some things that have gone into effect in the law that I didn't even know about. So one of them is the law requires coverage for children. We've gone over how important dental health is to your overall health. That is, periodontal disease of your gums relates to your risk for diabetes, your risk for miscarriage, your risk for heart disease, stroke, memory loss, even impotence. And earlier this week, a study on the dental disease, that is the bacteria in the mouth that gets your gums, also being associated with colon cancer risk. Well, it turns out that the dental policy, you have to cover kids under the age of 18, and there is a maximum amount of cost for this. It's $1,400 for a family or $700 for a coverage of two or more children in the same family. And so that it mandates this, and they have not delayed that. So there are some good things, but it is very, to me, very disappointing that they are delaying some of the big provisions. And I think that's one of the, at least in my mind, that's one of the top news stories of the week. Another news story came out this week from social media. They said, what did they find on social media caused behavior change in people? And what they found was the thing, you know, it wasn't games that people were playing. It wasn't challenges. It was, in fact, cold cash. People who bet on weight loss lost many more pounds, 11 pounds on average, than people who didn't bet, didn't have money at risk. That is, even the same group, same peer pressure, but when money was at risk for the whole group or when money was at risk for the individual, they actually lost the weight. Now, what sustains it? Well, there's some really wonderful, the petroleum company showing, and from, if you will, IBM, and from our own Cleveland Clinic, showing that what sustains it when you get those changes, yeah, financial incentives really can make people change behavior, but what sustains it is when it becomes internal, when people feel so good that they've made the change and feel healthier, feel more energy, feel more vigor for life, then they maintain the change. So some very important data from social media, even on the social media sites when people have been playing games, etc. It wasn't the games. Cold cash that got them to actually to start that change. Occupational cancer, now the leading cause of compensated work-related deaths in Canada. Interestingly, it relates to asbestos and lung cancer, and mesothelioma is the leading cause. The leading cause of disability in the United States still is cigarettes. And at the same time that's happening, outdoor anti-smoking bans have some people very annoyed that they have the ban. I don't think so. In other words, this is what causes you to have sickness. And is it smoking and secondhand smoke? How much does secondhand smoke matter? We'll get to that in a few minutes.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited-time B12 offer is unique, and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Arthur Perry joins us. Dr. Perry, the plastic surgeon supreme, joins us at 5:30 today. He's going to talk about new problems, great increase problems that are now being reported with wrinkle fillers. We'll tell you whether it's the wrinkle filler material. Is that what you have to watch out for? Or is it the way it's being applied? And what do you need to know about the surgeon or person who's putting it in you. Hopefully they're a surgeon and an artist so that they do it right. But we'll have to tell you which of them and what the combination is that you've got to watch out for. In addition, wet wipes, some new contact dermatitis from those things you use for in place of toilet paper or as toilet paper, and why this is a bad contact dermatitis, why it's now coming up in such a high degree. We've now seen it in a couple people in the last week as well. Dr. Perry is going to talk to us about why it's a problem. I also want to recognize, I know they've been here 3 weeks now, but we have two new stations joining the other 33, I guess, KNZZ, Grand Junction, Colorado, and KGLN in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. And I always, since my mother-in-law is with us during the winter, all those people in Tampa, great luck and great weather. One of the stories this week that was so interesting to me was about outdoor anti-smoking bans that have some people fuming. You know, we ban cigarettes and smoking in bars, restaurants, and office building. And I obviously am bothered by smoke, even outdoors. But the data is pretty clear. That is, when you look at where cities and counties have banned it, Monroe County, Indiana, Pueblo, Colorado, in Rochester, Minnesota, where they've been banned, there's a great, how great? It's about 20% in the first year, 40% decrease in cardiac deaths in the non-smokers. Same in Scotland, same in the city in Italy. It's not just the United States, it's throughout the world where they ban outdoor smoking. In fact, smoking-related illness in non-smokers dramatically falls, and it's almost about the same. It's around 20% 1 year, 40% decrease in cardiac deaths and in heart attacks in the non-smokers. Monroe County, Indiana was an exception. It was 77% decrease in the non-smokers. So if you hear the no smoking doesn't make any difference whether you do it outdoors or in, meaning you can keep doing it outdoors, wrong. The data are pretty clear, so don't let anyone hoodwink you. What about e-cigarettes? Well, we just don't have enough data on e-cigarettes. But what data we have is they also pollute the atmosphere with some of the other things that are smoked. That is, the things that the tobacco companies or the manufacturers make with them. And we'll get into that. We're going to do a special show on that because we need to get the data clear. That also relates to, if you will, Sanjay Gupta's big thing we talked about last week, about him saying medical marijuana is useful. It is. There's some specific diseases, but there's some specific things you shouldn't do with it. That is, smoke it. So smoking one joint is the same as you're smoking four cigarettes, and not only do you harm yourself by that tobacco, that is, that increases your risk of cancer and increases your risk of arterial disease and impotence and wrinkling and heart disease and stroke and all those other things, but you do it to all those people around you. So how do you get the medical marijuana? Take it in a pill form, take it as an herb, sprinkle it on food, take it in brownies, but don't smoke it. So that's the those are the two of the stories that caught my eye this last week. The other thing that is one of the fun things is, do you have a defibrillator at home if you have an exercise area? You know, many health clubs now are mandated in many of the country, in many of the states in the United States and many other countries, to have defibrillators, and defibrillation, quick defibrillation, is shown to be one of the best things for cardiac arrest. Obviously, one of the best things at preventing cardiac arrest is, in fact, chronically doing exercise, eating correctly, meditating, and avoiding tobacco. Those four big things are important. But should you have a defibrillator at your home if you have an exercise place at home? How about if you go to a bowling alley? Or you say, bowling, that's not very strenuous. Ask my wife, she said, bowling, how can that be very strenuous? Well, in fact, there are more cardiac arrests at bowling alleys and ice skating rinks, ice rinks, hockey rinks, than there are at fitness clubs, based on the, adjusted for the number of people who use them. It's about four times as likely as someone at a bowling alley to have a cardiac arrest as it is at a fitness club. So maybe we should be mandating, defibrillators at bowling alleys. The key other, there's some other really key data that is changing, and that relates to food safety and what the restaurants do and Twitter. So there's a new app that is getting at food safety at restaurants. And what happened is this University of Rochester researchers have looked at an app called Nemesis, N-E-M-E-S-I-S. Emesis is vomiting. That's the medical term. So Nemesis, or it's your nemesis, N-E-M-E-S-I-S. And what they looked at, in restaurant in New York City, and they found 480 were likely food poisoning or foodborne illness relating to those restaurants, if you will. And they've been able to look at it and say, these are restaurants you should really avoid. And not only that, when they looked back, these are the restaurants that had the most health code violations. So the local health department had cited these places for unkempt health code violations. And in fact, people who visited them and ate at these restaurants, were more likely to become ill after visiting these restaurants. So we'll see a new app with that using social media. Bacteria play in mental disease and in heart disease. You know, if you eat a lot of meat more than once a week, your gut bacteria change. Those gut bacteria produce a substance, TMA, which your liver automatically converts to TMAO, which is more strongly correlated with heart disease, stroke, memory loss, impotence, and skin wrinkling than our cholesterol or even high blood pressure. It's the strongest relationship. And it's because you change your gut bacteria when you have a lot of carnitine or phosphatidylcholine or lecithin. So we're going to get into gut bacteria in a couple weeks on this show and tell you much more. But right now, you're about to hear the great Dr. Arthur Perry talking about things important for cosmetic surgery and plastic surgery and your appearance. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show with Dr. Arthur Perry and Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Tour de Cure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Tour de Cure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now, back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
With great renown, Dr. Arthur Perry. How are you today, Arthur? What city are you in?
I am in sunny New Jersey, Mike, looking out on my backyard.
Yeah, to think about that.
It's a beautiful day.
How far are you from New York City?
About 45 miles. Not too.
Now, New York is probably the home to more wrinkle filler use than any other city in the country. Is that right?
Well, you know, it's hard to know whether it's New York or Los Angeles, but certainly, and probably Miami is a close third, by the way. It's a lot of wrinkles in those cities. There's probably more sun damage in Southern California than New York, because as you know, there's just a lot more days of sun there. But Mike, wrinkles are big business. I don't have to tell you that. Big business. I mean, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars a year are spent on wrinkle fillers. Starting with collagen, 1981 it was approved, out in a couple plastic surgeons from Stanford were the guys that cashed in on that one, Mike. Collagen was very popular through the 1980s and 90s and early 2000s, but it was a problem. There were a lot of problems with collagen. Allergies, anaphylaxis, Mike, real bad allergies, things like that. So it fell out of favor when the new generation came in, which is just about 10 years. We have things like hyaluronic acid, you know, Restylane, Juvederm, Bellotero. Those are the most common ones. And starting in 3, there were over a dozen of these things approved by the FDA in the United States. Some are here and some are no longer here. The wrinkle filler phenomenon,
now, Arthur,
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Now, Arthur,
go ahead.
When you look at the different fillers, are there complications relating to the fillers now, or are they relating to the surgeons, or both?
Both, Mike, both. There are, and you've jumped right to the punchline. We're seeing lots of complications from wrinkle fillers now. Lots of them. And some of these are related to the specific thing that's injected. So for instance, one is called Sculptra. That has a high chance of getting these lumps, granulomas. And Radius, that's another one that has a high chance of getting those. And hyaluronic acid, those other ones have a low chance of getting those things. But the really bad complications, Mike, the really bad things that can happen from fillers, doesn't matter what you're injecting, can be anything. Hyaluronic acid, Sculptra, Radius, silicone, any of those things, because the really bad things that happen are from injecting into blood vessels. So it doesn't matter what it is. If you accidentally, you being the doctor, hopefully the doctor, accidentally smush some of this stuff into the blood vessels, all sorts of bad things can happen. If you're lucky, it's only loss of skin. Go ahead.
Now, Arthur, doesn't the surgeon normally withdraw or retract the needle so that you would know mostly if you're in a blood vessel? Are there times you can be in a blood vessel and you not know that?
Now, Mike, you bring up a very good point. And for listeners out there, what he is talking about, when we traditionally inject something into the body, whether it's a vaccine or anything like that, first, we withdraw. We pull back on the syringe to see if we're in a blood vessel, because we don't want to inject this stuff in a blood vessel. And then we inject. And I have to tell you, there is no way to do that when we're doing wrinkle filler. No way to do that. None whatsoever. And in fact, Mike, there are machines that are used to assist the injection now. They're pretty cool. I don't use them. But they apply just a steady pressure. You step on the pedal on your foot, your foot pedal rather, and it causes the syringe to inject a very, very small amount of filler. No chance of pulling back, like you said, withdrawing and seeing if you're in a blood vessel. That's not the technique that can be used with this material. And this is one of the things, by the way, when you see analyses of all these complications, the pundits out there and the people that push paper and don't do these procedures say, well, doctors should be drawing back to make sure you're not in a blood vessel, but it can't be done with wrinkle filler. You can't. We're injecting 400 or 500 injections in a 1-hour period, and of a minute amount of material. That's the way it should be done, by the way. And you can't draw back. Now, what we're not doing, Mike, is we're not taking a big glob of this stuff and smushing it through the syringe and filling up like a little sausage under the skin. That's a bad technique. That should not be done. And that is a technique that's been associated with blindness. I said blindness and strokes. And by the way, that was what this paper was about that came out of your institution, the Cleveland Clinic. It was published just yesterday. And they looked at this increasing phenomenon of problems with wrinkle filler. And it's almost like everything, Mike. You know, whenever there's a procedure, we're going to hear about the good things the first few years, and we're going to hear about the bad things the next few years. And that's the case. Wrinkle filler is incredibly good. But there's two sides to the coin. And the other side is that it can cause problems, can cause what we just talked about, and nodules and loss of skin. It's a real procedure, has to be done carefully by a skilled doctor. Back to you, Mike.
Now you said that you inject 500 times, little 500 pokes or little injections in an hour to get the artistry right. Is that what I heard you say?
You caught that. Yes, like a little sewing machine. Absolutely. Back and forth and back and forth. Because in order to make filler look good, to fill little wrinkles, to accentuate the normal ridges on the lips, and to fill in the folds of the face, we can't put a lot of this stuff. We have to put these little micro droplets. So the amount that's injected is similar to what's on the head of a pin. That's all in each injection. So we put a little in, we withdraw, put a little more in the next spot, and that way we get a nice natural result. When people just sit there and put in, you know, visible amounts, you know, like a tenth of a cc, which is a lot, sounds like a little bit, it's a huge amount. If you inject that into an area, my goodness, you're going to have a lump. And if you get it in a blood vessel, you're going to have a real big problem. So it's not done that way. And the secret to good appearing wrinkle filler, and it's also, it's volume filler as much as wrinkle filler. We fill in depressions of the face as well as wrinkles. The secret is tiny little injections and doing a little one day and coming back a month or two later and doing more. But yeah, it's 400 or 500 injections. The way we do this comfortably, by the way, Mike, sooner or later, I'll get you in the chair and we'll do this to you. The way we do it comfortably is to numb you up like a dentist does. Numb you up. There are four nerves inside the mouth, and we inject those, and we can get the entire area from the bottom of the eyelid to the chin numb with those four nerves, and then you don't feel anything, and it's just a not, I don't know if it's a pleasant experience, but it should not be an unpleasant experience.
How many people should have or would be candidates for this, and what is there a benefit other than appearance? Is it just well, we'll have to do this when we come back because we're running out of time in this little segment. So when we come back, let's talk about, is there a benefit other than appearance? That is, obviously people with appearance get confidence, get more positive in life, but is there a benefit that is more than cosmetic? And secondly, then we'll also talk about wet wipes and if you will, toxic toilet paper and the new, if you will, increase in contact dermatitis in a spot where it's not good to have contact dermatitis. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Royce and Dr. Perry. Dr. Perry's PERRYS.com. You can find his products there too. This is Dr. Mike Royce and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things.
Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the U-Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And Dr. Perry has joined us in the YouBeauty.com segment. Dr. Perry has a line of great skincare products. But more than that, and by the way, you go to Dr. Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, .com to find those. But Dr. Perry also is a great plastic surgeon. And Arthur, before we went to break, we were talking about fillers and whether they do more for you than just appearance. What's your take on that?
And people have been on the edges of their seat waiting to hear, Mike, waiting to hear what we're going to say. What is the medical benefit of these wrinkle fillers? And you ready? I can't think of it.
I can't think of any medical benefit.
I'll be honest. There's a great psychological benefit. There's a great appearance benefit. But unlike many of the procedures in cosmetic surgery, where we really can come up with a benefit, like an eyelid lift improves vision, and a breast reduction helps back pain, and a tummy tuck also does. I can't really think of one with wrinkle filler. I'm sorry, but I'll tell you, Mike, it sure helps people's moods, and it helps them in the workplace and in their social lives. When we undo
years and
years,
give me an example, Arthur. Give me an example.
All right. So just yesterday, I had a 71-year-old man who is a very, very successful man. He's on TV all the time. Books out there, but he's getting wrinkles and he's worried, 71 years old, worried about being able to compete with all these whippersnappers out there that he says. So, it took me an hour and I injected Bellotero and Radius in him, and he looked in the mirror and he smiled. And, you know, it's such a great thing because you really do. We talked last week about how many years get taken off your appearance with a facelift. Well, I'll tell you something. With wrinkle filler, Mike, you can remove 5-10 years very easily. It's such a great procedure. It's very satisfying and very, very – we were talking about complications, but the truth is very low risk, very low risk. Very bad things can happen.
How fast do you look that much younger?
By the time you leave the office, that's the great thing. There aren't – procedures in plastic surgery where you get that immediate benefit. So by the time you get off of the exam table, walk out to pay that bill and look at the yourself in the mirror, you know, you look in yourself in the mirror, and I'll tell you, right there, you have a great benefit. Now, of course, there's bruising that starts that evening and the next day. So even men, if men do it, have to put on a little cover-up or they have to hide for 3 or 4 days. Women are very good at this and all go back to work the next day because they're good at makeup. So right away, Mike, very few things can do that in medicine at all, right?
Do you have to teach people how to use makeup after they have this?
Most women are very skilled at makeup. But yeah, amazingly, I do teach even women some techniques because we use something called Dermablend or Coverblend. It's a more opaque makeup than the normal makeup. So a lot of women are not quite familiar with that. It's designed for bruising or port wine scars. So there's a little technique. It's all in the wrist. That's what they say, Mike. It's all in the wrist, putting on that makeup. I'll teach you someday.
Well, I probably need it. Now, there's something about toxic toilet paper and wet wipes causing a dermatitis. That's a inflammation of your skin, which is itchier than heck in a bad place. Talk to us about this.
There's humor in this one. Now, you know, toilet paper has been around for several hundred years. And I guess the industry has decided it's time to get more than a quarter a roll out of the toilet paper. There's 300 something million people that use this stuff, and there's not enough money coming out of it. So they've made it wet now. And you know, anytime you put moisture in a piece of paper, which is what it is, you also have to use preservatives because as soon as you wet it, and then package it. Bacteria can grow in this stuff. While it's dry, believe it or not, the bacteria just don't grow. So, in fact, it was Tom Krizek, by the way, who did that study at NIH. He cultured toilet paper, and dry toilet paper has no bacteria. But if you wet it, it gets bacteria very, very quickly. So the problem with wet toilet paper, which is what this stuff is, they put this preservative called, you ready for this one? Methyl, chloro, iso, thiazo, linone. Oh, my goodness. It's a big word.
But what it does is,
I don't know, I have to read it very slowly. I'm reading that one. That one, I don't have memorized. So this moist toilet paper has to have this preservative. And there are cases now. People are coming in. They're using this stuff and getting a contact dermatitis. You can get a contact dermatitis from almost anything. And people don't realize that it's from the toilet paper because it starts very slowly. It doesn't start the first day. It starts a couple weeks into the usage, just like most allergies. And then they start itching down there, and they don't put two and two together quite often because how benign is toilet paper, right? And it seems so nice. But there are many cases, and they're being written up in the dermatology literature, and it's quite a scene when people come in with a contact dermatitis around their ass. And that's what's happening. So, you know, it's a funny thing.
Well,
in,
actually,
in
you
Europe,
know, you've
as
taught
you know,
me, you've taught me something because I had a patient with this, did not know it was related to this. So this section has taught me something to help an individual patient as well. So thank you.
I'm happy to be of service, Mike. We should have bidets in this country, right?
Right.
Bidets are just water. So, all right. Okay. Do we have time for your tip of the week?
Aren't they soapy water?
No. Bidet is just a squirt from the actual toilet without soap.
Okay.
And, you know, it's all through Europe. We don't have them in the United States, although some people do. I don't.
Well, the first time I saw a bidet, I thought you were supposed to put your feet in there. Well,
right.
We've gone
that's
over
right.
too
and,
much
and,
for
and
our... we're now going over too much, but I'm going to try and squeeze our tip of the week in it. This is tooth discoloration. Tooth discoloration can occur from the outside in or from the inside out. Wine, coffee, tea, sodas, and other foods can stain the outside of your teeth, the enamel. So can smoking. Teeth can be discolored from the inside out. In children, too, too much fluoride or the use of the antibiotic tetracycline before age 8 can discolor teeth. Using tetracycline, of course, during pregnancy is a definite no-no. It can discolor. Trauma to the teeth that cause chipping can also lead to discoloration. A tooth that's undergone a root canal may get discolored. Finally, simply getting older can cause our teeth to appear more yellow. Good tooth appearance and good tooth care, flossing and brushing regularly, can make your real age as much as 3 years younger. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. Thanks for listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranty Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.